welcome to a special edition of Unplug It. Special in that we're about a month out from opening round, and we're going to jump inside the opening of the inner sanctum, rather, of the Saints, and have a chat shortly with one of our high-prized recruits in the off-season, in Sam Flanders. One thing certainly when I was coming up playing junior footy and into senior footy was access to stats, which has exploded, and linking those stats in also with fantasy data, which is a very important way to rate people's performances these days when you're talking to all sort of local footballers now that they've got access to this. But our episode is brought to you by Stats Map with two P's. So drop in your stats from your local footy game and that app will automatically calculate your fantasy score. Forget about what your players have got in Dream Team. You can tell them what you got in that as well. Measure actual performance, compare with your mates, and bring that fantasy sports excitement to community level or junior sports. If you love your sport and want to see how your stats stack up, check out Stats Map with two P's, available now on the App Store and Google Play. Stats Map, where every stat counts. Nick, as I welcome you in, excited to chat to Sam shortly. He was a little bit stiff to be squeezed out of that Gold Coast midfield in the manner that he was, and good news for us.
Great news for us. I'm wrapped to have a chat with Sam. I mean, I think if you look at the midfield that he's exited, I mean, it's tough for anyone to get a game in there with the reigning Brownlow medalist, AFL MVP, I think he was, or coaches award winner, Noah Anderson. There's a bunch of good players in that midfield. I think there's a bunch of clubs that someone like Sam would come in and be the number one midfielder after seeing what he can do over the last couple of years. And I'm wrapped. I mean, we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago that there's a hole there, right? We've lost Jack Steele. We've lost a couple of guys in the middle, but there's a spot there ready for the taking for a number one midfielder to come in and whether that's Naz, whether it's Flanders, combination of both, the collaboration between those two is going to be super important, as well as it is with the two ruck beasts that we've got there in the middle.
And hey, it's good Gippsland stock.
Yes.
It's obviously a nice thing. We're both proud Gippslanders. He's from Fish Creek via Moe, obviously a place that we've all spent, or both of us have spent, a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting to pick a couple up now. We've got Terry down there as well. So, trying to get the other guys that came from.
We used to have heaps back in the day. Graham and Goddard and
going back that time. But yeah, how often could you say that you've picked up a guy who only two seasons ago was averaging 31 disposals a game? It's big numbers. And it's not that he missed a whole season last year or something because he was injured or what. He's literally just been squeezed out of a team, and he didn't have the upward that he had that previous season, but the upward trajectory that he had two seasons ago that every team would have been looking at going, wow, we'd love to have that, and we've managed to snare one. It's if he can get back to anywhere near that sort of form, that's a huge addition to the midfield. It'd be in any team. So it's, something real exciting to look forward to. Someone that's going to provide heaps to us. And, it's just get you itching to get that round zero underway.
Yeah, it's much closer than usually once you roll through the tennis. You think you're 6 or 7 weeks away. It's about 4, maybe 5. So obviously February being in the little month as well. So it is going to sneak around reasonably quickly. But without further ado, it is that man, our prized recruit, 89 games with the Gold Coast Suns, Sam Flanders. Well, it's interesting how football works. At the end of the 2024 season, we were discussing on this podcast the two players that we thought were the most unlucky not to be in the All-Australian squad of 40. The one we were talking about most was Rowan Marshall. The other one was Sam Flanders, 680 disposals that year with the Gold Coast. Thought he was a bit stiff not to have made the squad, and now, as it turns out, he is a Saint. 12 months after that, played 89 games for the Gold Coast, but originally a Gippslander, like two-thirds of our podcast is. But Sam, thanks for jumping on. Welcome to Unplug It, and welcome to the Saints.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Can you take us through the process of of getting there, I guess. There were a few clubs that were after you. How did the move take place? Obviously, there was a change of role for you in 2025, and how did you settle on the Saints?
Yeah, for me, it was obviously a couple meetings, a couple different clubs. I mean, firstly, it was wait till the season finished. Obviously, we had a pretty good run there with the Suns, first finals campaign. So, you know, that was obviously very special. So, there's a lot of respect there. So, obviously, I wanted to wait till the season finished before meeting anyone. And then, once the season finished up, I was, sort of on a flight down, met with a couple of clubs, couple of dinners and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, straight away from the start, it was, you know, the vibe I got from Saints was, you know, very welcoming. Some of the players came along to the dinners and catch us, which I thought was, just made, I suppose, me feel more special, than some of the other clubs, I guess. And like I said before, the environment feel, family feel, was probably what, stood out the most for me. It wasn't an easy decision. 6 years up in Gold Coast, it was a lot of mates, they'd become your family and stuff like that. So, although, it definitely wasn't easy. It's been really, really good to get back. Socially, it's been really good just to catch up, catch up with mates, family and stuff like that. So mum and dad are only, hour and a half down the road. So, it's been really good for that aspect is, having the mates around, having family around. So, I'm really enjoying it. It's been about 3 months now and, the weather's been good. So that always helps, but. I think winter's going to be tough, but hopefully we're winning a few more games, so it'll make it easier.
Sam, have you ever been promised more midfield time? Is that a part of the arrangement, or is it kind of what you're searching for? Because obviously your best footy was played in the middle. There was that second half of the season in 2024. Was that a promise or a pledge made to you that you would get more midfield time coming to St Kilda?
I think that's definitely in the plan. It's hard to promise things, and I'm well aware of that. It's, you can say one thing and whatnot, but I think it's two ends of the bargain. Like, it's obviously, from Ross and Halves, the midfield coach, to give me the opportunity, but then it's on me to actually, go out and grab that and take it. I think there's obviously that role is there for me. I'll just have to train hard and go out and earn it.
So take us back to the start. You've come from a tiny South Gippsland town of Fish Creek. You probably spent a fair bit of time down at the beach down all that way and everything. And then you get to picked up by the Gold Coast and you get to move up to the sunny beaches. You get up to move up to there. It's not exactly a Melbourne club. It's not in the limelight, I guess. They're one of the clubs that don't get the spotlight like you do down here. That probably an easier move for you finding that sort of going to that kind of club, or would you have preferred to have stayed down in Melbourne to begin with?
I think there's pros and cons no matter where you go. Obviously the lifestyle on the Gold Coast is amazing. Like it's hard to sort of beat anywhere. I think, to be honest, my first 2 years were the COVID years, so I think regardless of where I went, would have been a challenge anyway. Like I said before, you become like family with the boys up there. Everyone sort of moves from Melbourne or interstate to go to Gold Coast. They're obviously getting a lot more local grown boys there, now, but when I sort of got drafted, there's a lot of boys coming from interstate. So, not that you're forced to be friends with them, but like you sort of, they are your mates. Like you don't really know anyone. So, the lifestyle's amazing. And I was, fortunate enough to stay with another Gippslander, Ben Ainsworth, and his partner. So, they were massive for me in my early couple of years. Fresh out of home, don't really know much. So, they taught me a lot and did a lot of the heavy lifting for me. So, I owe a lot to them, absolutely.
Who's impressed you most at Moorabbin since arriving? I mean, I imagine you would have come to the club thinking, oh, I know Wangane Miller is a star and, I'm looking forward to playing alongside such and such. But is there anyone that sort of stood out on the track for you?
I think the two for me is Maxie Hall and Mitch Owens. Obviously, I'm not a massive footy I don't watch football all the time, so I obviously hear about a lot of these players and the absolute superstars, but to train with them in the off season and then this preseason, just seeing them do what they do, Massey, the way you can read the ball off a pack, it's amazing. And Mitch Owens is his strength. Those two have definitely stood out to me this preseason, absolutely.
The guy that's on, I guess, every Saints fan's minds at the moment and has been for the last 12 or 18 months is Max King. You've obviously spent the last, 5, 6, 7 years with his brother up on the Gold Coast. What have you made of Max so far? How's he traveling? How's he tracking? We see photos of him in the rehab group and, kind of training alone and all those sorts of things. Like, how's he going?
He's good. Yeah, he's going really good. Knowing his brother for the last 6 years, however long it was, getting down here, it's like, obviously they're twins, but yeah, it's amazing how similar they are. But King's going good. He's in a good headspace, physically, mentally, going really well. So he's ramping up his loads. He's in a really good spot.
So another change of coaching group. You've had a couple at the Gold Coast. I've got Dimmer there right at the end. Now moving on to Rossi Lyon. Have you picked up anything that you've sort of, I guess, thought about and thought that Rossi might do better than some of the others, or there's something you could bring along that you've learned under Dimmer, or even going back to Stewie Jew or something like that, something you just picked up and is some sort of integration between the different styles in coaching that you've been able to bring to us?
I think the biggest thing that I learned from Dimmer is he's massive on role, playing your role, putting your ego over the side. I think that's the biggest thing, why his teams have been so successful is that he gets, you want to play for the team. We're starting to do that at Saints as well. And even Dan Butler as well has had Dimmer. So he understands that, and that's the stuff we're trying to bring in. It's a lot more selfless play, players, playing maybe outside of their role, what they're used to, might play a different position or something like that for the greater of the team. So that's probably the biggest thing that I learned from Dimmer, and hopefully we can bring that in this year and the seasons to come.
What's your perception on Ross and his coaching style? I mean, when he was here the first time, 10, 15 years ago, the perception was that he was too hands-on, he managed everything, he micromanaged everything. Now it sounds like, it's the whispers out of the clubs, that he's a lot more hands-off and he delegates to the assistants and Corey and Harves and those guys. I mean, how have you seen the coaching group and how have you seen, I guess, working with Ross?
Yeah, no, he's amazing. Obviously, the first little bit of preseason, like sort of most senior coaches do, they kind of just give the keys to the assistants and they can sort of step back and observe a little bit. So that's what I've noticed so far. But like I said, as most head coaches, that's what they do. And then once the season rolls around, they sort of take the reins again and do most of the heavy lifting, I suppose. But, we've obviously got a great coaching staff. So, yeah, any chance you can to delegate different things, different people, he absolutely does.
Obviously, we'll know soon enough, but do you have a gut feel on what the De Koning Marshall breakdown might look like? Are we thinking it's 50-50? Are we thinking that Marshall spends more time forward than De Koning? Is there anything that you can sort of shed on how that might look?
Honestly, no idea. it's a great question. It's probably a question a lot of people want answered, but I honestly don't know. They've obviously been working together. We've only sort of just got into a bit of match play stuff, so I'm sure, as games roll around, that'll get a little bit more set, I suppose. And even from the start to how it's going to finish back end of the year might change just on how things are working.
How's the Melbourne lifestyle now? Is it? Have you moved in with a couple of guys from the club? Are you gone out on your own now? Are you around the club a bit more, maybe day to day? Do you have some particular places that you like to get away to when, as you're saying, 3 months? But is there any sort of things that you've just come in here and you're absolutely loving in comparison to up in Gold Coast?
Yeah, I think I touched on before, like that social side of things. Just being around here, just with mates, you can go get a coffee, stuff like that, just catch up a bit more regularly. So I'm living with one of my best mates I grew up with, which is cool because, you might only see them once a year or twice a year or something at a game or whenever it might be. So, just being with like a familiar face makes it a lot more comfortable. I'm still sort of learning my way around here. But yeah, there's a lot of nice cafes and stuff like that to go catch up with people. It's been good.
I think we're all still waiting on the announcement of the new captain since Jack Steele's gone. And I mean, even before he kind of left the club, he'd step down from that role anyway. But do you have any insight into that process? And can you tell us when Cal Wilkie will be announced?
Is that interviews? Yeah, who do you think? Do you think Wilkie?
I think it's the choice.
Sinclair on the other, so you're thinking it's one of those two.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. We haven't done a vote or anything, but those two are, yeah, absolutely, from my time being at the club so far, they're by far the best two leaders. So if they're the two, then absolutely the club's in the right hands.
So St Kilda were clearly aggressive in the off-season, bringing in a stack of key recruits. Clubs probably don't talk about set expectations too much, but have they sat down and said, this is our bare minimum, or this is our target, it's a return to finals, or something even less specific than that as to what they want it to look like?
Yeah, honestly, not really. We haven't really had a meeting like that. I mean, the preseason goes pretty quick. It's a lot of training, not a whole lot of meetings in terms of that stuff. You're kind of more focused, I suppose, on trainings and stuff like that. But I suppose once we switch into a little bit more in-season schedule, you know, those conversations might pop up. But I think internally we all know what we want, and as the fans, I feel like you would agree. So I think we're all on the right path. We're all working towards the same goal. So, but I don't also necessarily think that you need a conversation or a meeting for us to know where we want to go. I think every club out there is ultimately trying to win a premiership, trying to make finals and stuff like that. So, without the meeting, it's absolutely where we want to be.
Yeah. So you managed to snare the number 9. Obviously, it's been left by the former captain. It's a number that's previously, not by Jack, but previously been known to have a couple of wild haircuts. Are we likely to see the blonde returned at all, or is that definitely in the past?
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how my form's going. I might need to change something up.
See if it's stand out a bit more, maybe. Or
Nah, that won't be coming back anytime soon.
you said, Sam, that you don't watch a lot of footy outside of your own life, I guess, in the footy club and in that world. But when you move clubs, particularly to a club like St Kilda that maybe doesn't have the success but does have a long history of great players and that sort of stuff, what sort of education are you given when you roll into a new club with that sort of history? I mean, how do they kind of take you through that history of the footy club?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'll be completely honest, we haven't done a whole lot on that yet. But obviously we've had a couple, we're trying to get I suppose past players back with their families and stuff like that. So any chance we have those nights and you're able to just have conversations with, as you said, some of the greats that have played for St Kilda, I think it's pretty special. Obviously, you grow up watching them, so to be able to have conversations with them, I think it's very special. Yeah.
So, what is downtime for you if you're not watching a lot of footy? How do you, I guess, take the mind off it? What is the, if you play on a Friday night, what does the rest of the weekend look like?
Yeah, well, I'm sitting in the games room at the minute, so a lot of gaming for me, and I love golf. I haven't played golf in about 3 months now. Obviously, I had the back injury last year, so I'm doing the right thing, getting it right.
Type activity.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So yeah. I didn't want the media to get a hold of that one. But I love golf, basketball. So, or like I mentioned before, it's just catching up with mates now that I have the opportunity to.
Yeah, so 8th of March, 7:20, 85,000 people packed into the G. How's the nerves?
That's pretty special, isn't it? it's cool. It's. I think I'm just mostly grateful for the opportunity to play in those big crowds. Like coming from a smaller club, obviously Gold Coast are growing and they'll get to that point absolutely with their fans. But to be able to play in it, have the opportunity to play at the G, hopefully 90, we'll see. But it's pretty special. Try not to think about it too much, yeah.
Have you set yourself any personal goals? You talked about kind of the team goals and club goals and, not going too far in that regard. But have you set yourself any personal goals for the season?
Absolutely, yeah. I've got personal goals that I have. I probably won't share them. I have some personal goals that I think I've had them for the last years built in. It doesn't need a new year doesn't necessarily mean goals change. I've definitely got some personal goals.
Last one for me, but obviously we've already kind of talked about the big spending spree, I guess the media calls it, over the off season. There's a big ticket free agent coming out of contract at the end of this season, in Zach Butters. From what I hear, there was a photo snapped of yourself and Sam Sikorski and Lloyd Meek and Zach Butters all having dinner or something a couple of days ago. Did you get in his ear and say, hey, come and join me in the engine room at Moorabbin?
Yeah, absolutely. I was in his ear 100%. So see what he does. I think there's a fair few other clubs in his ear as well, but yeah, that would be nice.
Final one for me. You mentioned Robert Harvey, obviously working with the mids, arguably St Kilda's best ever midfielder. There's certainly some others in that conversation a little bit historically. Are there just little subtle things that you get from him where he's watching the game or watching training where you're like, oh, I never thought about it like that, or just one or two little bits of wisdom that he might have been able to impart?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing with Harves that I really like is he also, as good of a player he was, he doesn't try and complicate things. Like, obviously, he knows where everyone's at. He gives little things. He's very big on like the mental side of the game, self-confidence, the way you talk to yourself, which I like. It's a different perspective, the way he goes about it. It's not just all, you know, I would have done this in this situation, because obviously he was a lot better and he can do certain things that others can't. I think he's got that good perspective on things. Really the stuff that he's been working a lot with me on at the minute is just around that positive self-talk. He's been amazing so far.
So one of the main things you have to learn from new players when they come to a club is, what do we call you? What are we calling you? Sam, Ned? What's the name you're going to be calling over the fence this year?
I mean, anything. Whatever you want. I'll leave it open. Obviously Ned's definitely the fan favourite, which early days I absolutely hated. I didn't like it at all. And then I quickly realised that the more you hate it, you don't want to be called it, the more people call you. Yeah, so
spot on.
You just learn to accept it. Obviously, whatever you want to go with.
Sam, it's been great to get some insights. Really looking forward to having you go through that midfield group as part of a new look Saints for 2026. So good luck. Thrilled to have you at the club. As we said, we were talking about you 12 months ago just in a random conversation, and to have you in our jumper is something we're certainly pleased with. So good luck.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Well, that was Sam Flanders. Great to catch up with him, and hopefully at least 23 games and a couple of finals across his season. This episode of Unplug It, brought to you by Stats Map with 2 P's. Drop in your stats from your local footy game and the app will automatically calculate your fantasy score. Measure actual performance, compare with your mates, and bring that fantasy sports excitement to community level or junior sports. If you love your sport and want to see how your stats stack up, check out Stats Map, available now on the App Store and Google Play. Stats Map, where every stat counts. A reminder to leave us a review, hopefully 5-star, even for Sam's presence alone. You give us ratings on iTunes, Facebook, or wherever you get this podcast. We've just gone past 1,000 subs on YouTube as well. So we've got our full archive of player interviews across that channel. So you can go back and have a listen to, you know, Lenny Hayes or Andy's Hall of Fame induction, or Stuart Lowe or Stephen Milne, or even go back way back further in time to our premiership players like Alan Davis and Ross Smith and those sorts of players. So make sure you check all of that out as well. But yeah, months from round one, go Saints.